Basically, as a human being, we have two minds. One is your thinking mind. So this thinking mind is also your mundane mind. And this one is not your true mind. Why? Because it's dependent on originating. If you are aware, you will come to understand this. But you have to be very mindful. You have to realize the true mind. Then only you can understand the difference between the two. The second mind is our true mind. This one is not dependent originating. This one is a nature within. It's just an awareness nature within. To realize this mind, you have to be completely quiet, still, and silent, without thought. And this one is without thought. This awareness is before the knowing, which is the arising of thought. So what is meditation? Meditation is to realize this true mind. Because this is the mind that is beyond the thinking mind, the mundane mind. That's why we're supposed to realize this true mind, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So this one is beyond. So beyond mind, beyond thought. That's why the Dhamma that we're supposed to realize is akaliko, the timeless. So if you use thought, which is the thinking mind or the mundane mind, which is dependent on originating, and this is what your thought process is all about. This one is the thought. You will end up in doing thought-based meditation. The instrument will limit you on realizing the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So this is what the Buddha meant by akaliko. You have to understand this. If you don't understand this, you are wasting your time. You are being gullible, doing meditation without understanding. And this awareness nature is not a being. It's not a person. It cannot come out and live life. And this one is the unconditioned. It's not dependent originating. It's just that true mind, the nature within. Like your karmic nature, your spiritual nature. This one is your awareness nature. Because this thing which is inside there, they actually belong to the source, the oneness nature, the totality of awareness. And the first thing to come out is this awareness nature. That's why as a human being, when we are born into this world, we can detect this one. Yeah, this one is within my mind. But to detect this one, to realize this one, you need to stop the thinking. But thinking cannot be stopped without understanding. So as we know, the Buddha in his teaching taught us very clearly. Why do you think a lot? Why are living beings who are not enlightened or non-cultivated? They think a lot. They are very heedless. Why? Do you remember? Why? The Buddha mentioned it very clearly. Due to what? Ignorance, of course, is the basic behind. Because of ignorance, you arise what? What makes the mind think? Your essential Dhamma. You remember? The Buddha always say, because of your avijja condition, what? Thinking, lah. So thinking is what? Why do you think? Of course, ignorant. You want to know. You want to experience. You want to understand. You think. But it is due to the five mental hindrances. Remember? Without the mental hindrance, thinking cannot arise. Why? Because you lack the opposite five, which is the spiritual faculty,